I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. I usually like to spread out over time the authors I review. However, Haruki Murakami has taken a firm hold on my imagination, and when his newest book arrived recently, I immediately began reading. Colorless Tsukuro Tozaki and His Years of Pilgrimage is a fascinating tale of relationships, the meaning of friendship, and the effect misunderstandings can have. Five friends in high school, three young men and two young women, band together to complete a community service project. When the project ends, they continue to hang out with each other. Four of the members of this group have, as part of their names, a kanji symbol which also refers to a color, red, blue, black, and white, which they used as nicknames. Tsukuro's name did not contain any color, so he remained Tsukuro. After graduation, they all went their separate ways to college. Tsukuro receives a strange message that his four friends no longer want anything to do with him, and furthermore, he was not to contact them in any way whatsoever. This message contained no explanation of what had happened. Naturally, Tsukuro becomes devastated to the point of contemplating suicide. Then he meets a woman who urges him to contact his friends and learn why he was ostracized from the group. His pilgrimage involves traveling around Japan and Europe to track down his friends. What he discovers about them, and more importantly about himself, is a rather poignant story. As he has done in previous novels, Murakami sprinkles lots of references to music in his story. He also plays with the color and the occupations of the five friends. Also, like Tengo in 1Q84, Tsukuro is a rather fastidious creature of habit. Murakami writes, "He took a shower every morning, shampooed his hair well, and did the laundry twice a week. Cleanliness was another one of his pillars, laundry, bathing, and teeth brushing. He barely noticed what he ate. He had lunch at the college cafeteria, but other than that, he hardly consumed a decent meal." Again, like Tengo, Tsukuro frets over his fear of being alone. Murakami writes, "Anxiety raised its head like a jagged, ominous rock exposed by the receding tide. The fear that he would be separated from the group and end up entirely alone." One of the interesting aspects of Murakami's fiction is his attention to microscopic detail. He describes an encounter with a new friend who urges him to solve the mystery of his lost friends. Murakami writes, "She took a sip of coffee and returned the cup to the saucer. She paused and checked her enameled nails. They looked beautiful, painted in the same maroon color as her handbag, perhaps a little lighter. He was willing to bet a month's salary this wasn't a coincidence." Compared to some of his other novels, this small format book of a little less than 400 pages really seems like a novella. Colorless Tsukuro Tozaki and His Years of Pilgrimage by Haruki Murakami would be a great introduction to this important figure in world literature. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. You can read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.